this new market brings so many opportunities to agents, right? I mean, you hear it all the time, every day. And that's right. There are so many opportunities. But what are those opportunities? Exactly what should agents be looking for and excited about in this new market?
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 255 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and today we're diving into exactly what those opportunities are. You hear it all the time from me and many others that this new market has brought so many new opportunities for agents, and you guys, agents, should be super excited about it. There are so many silver linings, like the economy and the interest rates and all the shit, like that is what it is. Like there, whether we have positive growth-minded attitudes or not, it doesn't change the situation. Rates will still be what they are. The market will still be what it is. But how we approach it every day, how you approach your, just how you think about, like, when you wake up in the morning, are you going to kick some ass? Are you going to grow your business? Are you going to make progress? Are you going to build something? Or are you going to fall victim to market conditions? That's totally up to you. It completely up to you. And whatever your choice is, it doesn't affect what's going on with the market and with rates. It just doesn't. So may as well choose a growth-minded attitude, a growth-minded mindset and approach to things. So let's talk about that. There's all these opportunities out there, right? Yes, but what the hell are they? Before we jump into that, right now, with everything changing so fast in the market, you really need data on your side. You need to understand what the hell is happening, what it means, and then also how to communicate all of that to the consumer. What does all of this change and the shifting market and the high interest rates and the Federal Reserve and all this stuff, what does that actually mean to a buyer, to a real estate investor, to a seller? You need to learn how to communicate that. And some of that is visually with graphics and all of that. So the best source of information that I've seen for this is Broke Agent Media and Keeping Current Matters. KCM, Keeping Current Matters, is they are on top of all the nerdy shit, all the stats, so that you don't have to, and you can just use them to find out, okay, what do I need to know personally as an agent, and then what do I need to communicate, and how do I do it effectively to my clients? And because our show, the Massive Agent Podcast, is now part of the Broke Agent Media Network, which is awesome, we are able to extend the discount for Broke Agent Media for trying KCM. All you have to do is go to trykcm.com/BAM, B-A-M. It's crazy I have to spell that out, but who knows? Maybe you might use two M's. Trykcm.com/BAM and go see what Keeping Current Matters is doing for agents. I'm telling you, it's a cheat code, and it's you're buying your time. You're buying your time, and you're just getting a head start and like, all of a sudden, you're infinitely more knowledgeable than 99% of the other agents just by using Keeping Current Matters. And also, speaking of being more effective and, you know, better equipped to kick some ass than 99% of agents, if you're using Follow Up Boss, same deal. Okay, Follow Up Boss, if you talk to any high-performing agent, the vast majority of them, 9 out of 10 times, they're all using Follow Up Boss. A solo agent who's kicking ass, a team leader, independent brokerage, they're all using Follow Up Boss. So quit like trying to recreate the wheel. Just go see why Follow Up Boss is so effective to help agents to grow their business. All you have to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss, and they will give you a 30-day free trial, no credit card required. They don't even ask for it. All you got to do is use the link. If you go to their website, it's only a 14-day trial, but because you are a listener of the show, 30 days for free. Make sure you actually try it out. Get some traffic, get some contacts going in there, set up the tasks, use the mobile app. They have a true, like literal actual mobile app that kicks ass. So when you leave a listing presentation, you can just pop on there, leave a bunch of notes so that next time you talk to that seller, you know exactly all the details that you just went over and stuff is not falling through the cracks. Follow Up Boss has plugged all the cracks. There are no cracks. So go see for yourself, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. And lastly, I want you guys to learn how one agent in Iowa that we're working with, she got 9 deals under contract in just 45 days. And even in a recession, okay, she didn't cold call, she didn't door knock, she didn't pay Zillow, she wasn't pointing at words on TikTok, none of that. And she just followed a specific framework, a specific blueprint, and you can find out all about that over at MassiveAgentSociety.com. All right, guys, earlier today we had our weekly team meeting, our team Zoom call, and what we talked about was which opportunities are available. Like, what should you be looking for? What should you be taking advantage of? Because most of the people that I'm connected with on social, like 99% of people that I'm connected with, they're all real estate professionals, agents, loan officers, some title people, but pretty much everyone who isn't a family member of mine, they're all in real estate. So that's all I see is real estate content for the most part. I branch out and I follow entrepreneurial content and, you know, all this other stuff, business related shit, a bunch of golf stuff pops into my feed quite often, by the way. But, I just noticed that there's a lot of messaging that, hey, there's so much opportunity, but then it ends there and it's, we're kind of left hanging. And I understand if you're like, okay, great, there's opportunity, but what does that even look like? So that's why you're listening to the show, thank God. And that's what we're going to dive into, like what those opportunities actually are. And we went over this in our team call and it was so, I just thought it was so helpful. And I don't want to keep it behind closed doors. I want you guys to have this information as well, because right now is separation season. This is separation season. This is the time for you to separate yourself from your competitors and from your former self, from your current self. Okay, if you do the right things and you do them consistently and you do it with the right energy and the right mindset and attitude, you will be separating yourself in a good way from who you are today and who you have been this year. And you will come out of this recession or downturn or shift or whatever the hell you want to call it. And you're going to not just be, you won't only have sold more homes, you're going to be more profitable, you're going to be more fulfilled, you're going to be happier, you're going to be healthier, you're going to be all of these things. And this is not bullshit. Okay, I'm not overstating things. If you switch your mindset and are focusing on the right things and then you do the work, I promise you all of those things are possible. Everything that you want is on the other side of some hard work. Every single thing that you want, everything you've ever desired is on the other side of your comfort zone. It's on the other side of action. It's on the other side of a mindset shift. So we're going to help you, give you a little head start, give you, you know, point you in the right direction for exactly what you should be excited about. So I'm going to break this up into 3 different things. Okay. So many opportunities for who? Okay. We're going to talk about the opportunities for sellers so that you guys know how to communicate what is so great about this new market to your sellers. We're going to talk about from a buyer's perspective and then from your perspective, from a real estate agent and real estate professional's perspective. All right. So sellers. Yes, there are a lot more homes on the market. Homes are taking longer to sell, and you're not able to get $300K over asking price anymore, you know, not like before. But guess what? Sellers are still able to sell their homes for around or you're still very close to all-time highs. Okay, it's not like your home has lost 30% of its value. Your sellers are still able to sell pretty damn close to all-time highs. But then they're able to buy with more flexibility. Okay, yes, they're paying more for it. They're going to have a higher interest rate, but you're going to be able to get more concessions from another seller if you are then selling and buying yourself. Okay, you're probably going to be able to get some concessions, a rate buy down, which are huge right now. If you guys are not working with a lender who is screaming from a mountaintop about rate buy downs, whether that's the 2-1 buy down or just a straight across the board, like getting a concession from the seller to buy down the interest rate so that it's low for the whole length of the mortgage, you need to find a new lender. It's such a big deal right now when rates are, you know, 7, 8, 9%. Why wouldn't they be teaching you how you can get that rate 1 or 2% lower? It's just insane. So make sure that you're working with the right lender. It's more important now than it ever has been. When rates are super freaking low and, you know, you just have to fog a mirror and you can get a loan done. It's hard to tell who the great ones are, but right now you're able to tell if you're lending partner is up to snuff. You're able to tell if they're worth a damn. And if not, find a new one, because there are so many great lenders out there, so many great brokers and loan officers who just, they kick so much ass, and hopefully they're kicking that ass for your clients and for you. So audit those partnerships, audit those relationships. But the rate buy-downs are huge. Okay. If this was 8 months ago and you asked the seller, hey, we need $15,000 in concessions so we can buy down our interest rate, they would have laughed you out of the fucking building. They've been like, $15,000? Like, why don't you give us $15,000 for wasting our time, dick? Like, that's how the conversation would have gone 8 months ago. But different world. So that's available for sellers who are selling and buying. So buyers, same deal. Yes, it's a little bit more expensive. They're going to be paying more for the same thing, but they're having fewer buyers to compete with. So buyers, a lot of times, are actually able to think on it overnight for once. Isn't that crazy? They don't have to make an offer on the spot anymore. Now, they probably should if it's the right house. Absolutely. But when you're only competing with one or two other offers instead of 37, you can take a minute. You can think about it, you know? And a lot of buyers, especially first-timers, they need that to feel comfortable. Don't try to beat them up so bad or force them into, you know, make this offer right now or you're going to lose everything and your life's going to suck. Because guess what happens when you do that with first-time buyers who literally just need a minute to wrap their head around the whole deal because it's, you know, their first home purchase? They're going to feel like you are not the right advisor for them. They're going to feel like you're not an advisor at all. They're going to feel like you're just an asshole who's trying to push them into buying whatever house pops up so that you can make a commission check. I'm not saying that that's accurate, but that's sure as hell what they think when you're pushy and you force them a little bit too hard into making an offer on the spot. Just be careful. It's something to consider. It doesn't mean that you're wrong either, that, hey, you need to make an offer right away, but give them a minute because sometimes they just need a freaking minute. Maybe that minute is an hour. Maybe it's 2 hours. Maybe it's a night. I don't know. Educate them, but don't push too hard because you could be pushing them away and they may feel like you are nothing more than a used car salesman. No bueno. So less competition, okay? Less competition with other buyers. That's amazing. You can get those rate buy downs that we talked about. So the 2-1 buy down that's super popular, you're seeing a bunch of social media videos about, where you can have the rate 2% lower for the first year, 1% lower the next year, and then the rate goes back to whatever it currently is, or just have the rate bought down across the board. So instead of a 7.2% rate, you buy it down to 6% or 5.5 or whatever, and then it's just that rate for the term of the loan. Amazing. You can actually get concessions. Isn't that amazing that now buyers are actually able to inspect the fucking house? What a nice luxury that is. You can actually inspect the house that you're about to drop hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars on. Wow. It's crazy that inspections were even not happening. Absolutely fucking bonkers. But you can get inspections again, and the sellers are not weird about it. You can ask for repairs. One of our agents up in Oregon was telling us how he got $12,000 or $15,000 in concessions from the sellers for a rate buy down, and they agreed to like 6 out of 7 repairs. That's amazing, because the sellers, most of them, a lot of them, they know what time it is. They know that the market shifted. They're seeing, okay, we don't have 37 offers. We have 2. And so they're like, okay, we need to give a little bit. We need to be more reasonable and not, you know, cut people off and say, look, take it or leave it. This is our way. Because that's what was happening. So buyers have more flexibility. You can get more, even though you're paying a little bit more for it. It is what it is. So that's awesome. Let's talk about, and by the way, before we get to you guys and the opportunities for agents, which is going to be quite a long list, oh, by the way, a list that you're going to want to take notes of, especially the ideas that come into your head when I'm going through this list. Before I go there, when it comes to the opportunities for buyers and sellers, and I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I didn't even mention, make sure that you're not just like understanding it yourself and keeping all that shit inside your head. Like, that's great that you know it. But you need the buyers, you need the sellers to understand it. You need the buyers and the sellers to know that shit. So how are they going to know that shit if you don't tell them? You see how simple this is? It's not just about you need to create content. You need to teach buyers and sellers what's happening. You need to teach them how to be a well-educated buyer or seller. Because if they're not going to learn from you, they're going to learn from somebody else. And hopefully they're learning accurate shit. I mean, how many times have you met a client, maybe they had another agent or, you know, whatever, and they're like, hey, well, we actually heard this. And you're like, what? You heard what? Like, ridiculous shit. Well, not everyone gives great advice. So make sure that you are. And if you do have great advice, you better be screaming it from a mountaintop. That mountaintop is a post on social media. That's what our mountaintops look like in 2022 and beyond. Social media posts. Okay, talk about this shit. Do it in an Instagram reel. Do it in a TikTok. Do it in a YouTube video. Do it in a podcast. Do it in a story, whatever. Just make sure that you are educating buyers and sellers. That is, by the way, your job. Your job is to be an advisor, a coach, a teacher. Why did I say that weird? A teacher, not a teacher. This isn't like a realtor. You are a teacher. That's trademarked. You're a teacher. Yeah. So, you guys who do that effectively, the opportunity in that is that you are going to get more business and gain more trust with so many more consumers in your market than you would have before, because in this time of uncertainty where shit's changing so fast and the Fed is just like, oh, here's another 0.75%. Here's another point. Can't even fucking keep up with this shit. Well, if agents can't keep up with this shit, neither can consumers, for God's sakes. They're listening to fucking CNN and CNBC, and they have no idea what's happening. And even worse, they're just getting their news from Twitter or their Facebook feed. I mean, fuck me. You can get some good shit there, but you can also get some very misleading, very incomplete, very just wrong shit there. So help them. Okay, you can grow your business just by being the most articulate and the best advisor on these things. So let's continue the opportunities for agents, shall we? There's a stat, and God damn it, I still have to find out exact. I need to find the link for this, but I'm pretty sure that this came from NAR, or it was maybe it was Mike Delpredi, an industry analyst. But I saw that an estimated 40% of real estate agents will leave the industry during this shift, this downturn, this recession, this whatever the fuck. 40% of agents. That means 4 out of 10 agents that you've ever come across may not be here in 18 months. They may be doing something else, like making soap or doing construction, or they're doing somebody's taxes, or they're a dental assistant, or they start their own business elsewhere. Okay. Start their own business making soap. I don't know why I love that example so much, but I just do. Artisan soap. Have you ever seen how fucking expensive this artisan soap shit is? Like, you go into a Whole Foods or a Harmon's or what, you know, a farmer's market, and you're like, wait, $12 for some soap because they put some flower petals in it? What the fuck? Maybe we're all in the wrong business. Maybe we all need to be making soap. Anyways, I digress a lot, by the way. I digress a lot. Your competition will be thinning out. So all of these posts you're doing or should be doing and will be doing, all of these posts, all of this educating and informing and advising consumers, you're going to be able to get it seen more because you're going to have fewer agents doing it. Isn't that awesome? See, right now, I think that there's been less real estate content being done because agents are already leaving the industry. But those who are still here, maybe some of you guys, if you're a little bit less busy, you have more time to be doing content, as you should. You need to be increasing the shit out of your visibility. And what visibility looks like is the same as the mountaintop. Okay, the mountaintop and the visibility, social media. So if you are using some of that extra time, the free time, the whatever you want to call it, this time that you have freed up now that you are working with fewer people or have a little thinner database, a thinner pipeline, and you're doing social media posts, that's great. So you may actually be seeing more real estate content, but that's only going to last so long because some people are just, they're going to give up. They're just not going to be able to survive. So at some point in the very near future, your content, assuming that you stay consistent with it, it's going to start performing better. You're going to be reaching more people. It's going to, you're going to be growing your audience because there are fewer agents putting out similar stuff. So yours will be seen more. That's pretty amazing. Like, that's a pretty damn big silver lining. Okay. When you have less competition, that means that when you go to a listing presentation, you're going to get fewer situations where cousin Bobby just got their real estate license and, you know, they thank you so much for your CMA and your expertise and for your time, but we're going to go with cousin Bobby because they're our cousin. So we feel obligated. Well, cousin Bobby is probably going to be making soap. So, you're going to be getting more deals. When you stick through the hard times and you do the right things and you stay consistent, you just win. You just win. It really is simple. So you will have fewer agents to compete with. That's pretty awesome. Okay. Another opportunity, you as an agent will have an opportunity more so now to buy your own investments, to get into real estate investing, whether you want to buy and hold some rentals. See, look, if prices come down, when prices come down, whatever, that just means they're going on sale. Here's what's crazy. I hear this all the time. Man, I wish I would have bought homes back in 2009 or 2010 after the shit crashed. Yeah. And honestly, I feel the same way. I wish I would have bought a thousand homes back then, but I didn't. You hear that all the time. Well, we forget about, okay, if homes go on sale 30, 40%, what does that mean? Oh, the Great Recession. So that means to get the homes at that price, you have to also deal with the Great Recession and all the job loss and all the shit that happened then. Now, that was also when some of the biggest companies, most valuable companies, most influential companies and businesses on earth were started. Weird that historically most millionaires are actually created during recessions versus during bull markets. Maybe something you might want to focus on there. Interesting. So to get the homes on sale, to get, you know, fewer agents to compete with, to get to have the ability to get your offers accepted, to have your clients' offers accepted more often, you have to also deal with the market conditions that make that possible. So literally, the market that we're in right now, how many of you guys were cursing the fact that, oh my God, we just need this to cool off. I need a more balanced market. I can't get my clients' offers accepted. I'm dealing with, you know, 42 other offers and we're having to make 42 offers just to get one accepted. I hate this. I want a balanced market. Well, guess what? You've got it. This is literally what you've been hoping for. This is what you've been asking for. This is what you've been praying for. This is what it looks like. But most people don't want to, they just want like all the rosy shit. Like, oh, I still want it to be a bull market, but just, you know, everything else is nice. It doesn't work that way. This is the market that so many of you were praying for 6 to 8 months ago. It's now here. This is what it looks like. It's not that bad. It's actually pretty fucking awesome if you have the right approach, if you have the right mindset, and you're focused on the right shit. So as I was saying about real estate investment, you have an opportunity now to maybe get some homes, actually buy an investment property where you couldn't compete before, or you'd have to pay way too much and it wouldn't make much sense. So there's seller financing that I'm hearing about more often. If you're like, well, the interest rates make it so that I can't cash flow anything. Well, I'm seeing a lot more properties that are now offering seller financing. Isn't that interesting? So then you're basically getting the interest rate that the seller has, which might be 2.5. It might be 3.5. That's pretty interesting. The house that I sold, or the house that my family and I lived in, you know, we sold back in March. We had I think our rate was 3.2. Yeah, 3.2. So if we would have done seller financing, someone basically would have been getting that rate. There's creative financing options. There's seller financing. There's all sorts of stuff. So you just have to maybe learn a few things. You're going to be able to pick up more properties for buy and hold or even flips in this market than you were in the super crazy hot bull market. That's a pretty big opportunity. And when you are investing and when you are in that game, you're going to be able to relate with your clients a hell of a lot more. If you have an investor client and then you've never invested before, and if you have a client who's looking to flip a property and you've never flipped a property yourself, you're just not going to be able to advise them nearly as well as someone who's flipped a few homes. It is what it is. Like, And if you've never bought a house before, you can still do a great job as a buyer's agent, but you miss a few things. Maybe it's just the emotional part or dealing with the stress or the ups and downs or whatever that you just can't relate with if you've never actually gone through the process yourself. So get into the investment game because it's going to help you relate with investors that much more, which will help you make a shitload more money and sell more homes. It's just the way it is. So look, I want you guys to understand this as well. In this market, in this economy, he who creates the most conversations wins. He who has seen the most wins. Okay. If you focus right now with this extra time you have, and if you don't have extra time, then you're just creating more time, okay, or hiring to free up more time. Regardless, you got to get this shit done. But you need to be getting more content out there. You need to be doing it consistently and putting it in as many places as possible. Use the repurpose like we talked about in the last episode. Okay, MassiveAgentPodcast.com/repurpose so that you post in one place and then it sends it everywhere. For example, you post an Instagram reel and then it strips the watermark and it posts it on TikTok and it posts it on LinkedIn and it posts it on Facebook Reels and it posts it on YouTube Shorts. You can automate all that shit. Repurpose. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/repurpose. Check it out. It's kind of cool. I'm using it for some of my workflow whenever I post. So that can free up more time and get more done. But that's what you need to do. That's when you do that, you are getting more mind share. Okay. You're being seen more. And visibility and increasing the visibility is the game in this market. If you do that now, as things start to recover, as rates come back down and things start to, you're going to be known so much more. You're going to be trusted so much more and you're going to start getting a shitload of business, but you have to build the foundation now. Here's what's great. While you build the foundation, you're still getting business. You should still have activity coming in. You should still be growing your email list. You should still be having more conversations and more people should be learning who you are and learning from you and referring you to others while you're building the foundation. It's not like you have to build the whole thing and then wait till later for the results. Like, no, you can be getting results all along the way. It's pretty amazing. Another huge opportunity for agents is if you are a little bit slower, you have the time now to put some systems in place. Maybe you don't have a CRM, but you've just been too busy to implement one. Well, go get Follow-Up Boss. Go get your 30-day free trial of Follow-Up Boss. Do that. Now you have time. Now you have time to watch some video tutorials and learn how that shit works. That's a pretty big deal. Because when you use something like Follow-Up Boss and have systems in place, you'd be surprised at how much more effective and efficient you can be. And very few things fall through the cracks. And you just start closing more deals because you're just on top of shit and everyone's being served in an efficient, timely manner. If you're too busy and you're just like, oh my God, you know, trying to keep your head above water, you can't implement stuff like this. It's really hard to launch new ad campaigns. We were talking with one of our agents today in our team meeting, and he went back to the basics. He went to this whole list of seller leads that he got months and months and months ago in a totally different market. He got all these seller leads and he thought that they were shit, but he has their phone numbers. He has their email address. He had no addresses. So he went out and he uses Follow-Up Boss. He implemented a text campaign where he just started reaching out, asking if they're still planning on selling their house in 2023 or 2022, whatever. And he started to re-engage some of these sellers. And then he started to get addresses and he got a listing. He already got a listing from this list of, from all these leads that he thought were shit. But he now had time to go back and reevaluate and re-engage. That's a big deal. So your downtime, hey, you're slow. If you are slow and slowing down, so many of you get freaked out and scared and worried. But I'm telling you, if you do the right things and you make the most of that time, the slowdown is a huge blessing. The slowdown is a huge blessing. Do not sleep on that. The opportunities right now are to increase your visibility with less competition. You're going to be able to help your buyers out even more. Your sellers are going to be able to still sell at all-time highs. and then be able to have more flexibility on their buy side. And then I'm telling you, with the right mindset, this will be the greatest market shift that's ever happened to you. And it really comes down to whether or not you decide that that's the case. If you decide that that's the case, I challenge you to look in the mirror today. If you're driving, look in the rearview mirror. If you're at home or at the office, go to the bathroom, look in the damn mirror, okay? Or even just look at your phone. Turn the camera on, selfie camera, look at yourself. And just decide. Make the commitment to yourself that you decide to take full advantage of all the greatness, all the opportunities, all the silver linings that are now available today to you that were not available 8 months ago. As long as you make that shift and make that commitment and then stick with the daily actions that are required and you do it consistently, you could quite literally be changing your family tree forever. Your kids are watching. Your kids are watching how you deal with adversity. They're watching what you do on a daily basis. You're going to be changing their lives and you know, cementing their behavior and how they, you know, who they are as people. You're going to be changing your family tree financially. You're going to be setting yourself up for wealth if you start doing the right things today. Or if you choose to let fear and worry and doubt and headlines and all the bullshit, if you let that overpower your own willpower, then you're not going to be in real estate. You will be leaving this industry to go do something else. Some of you just aren't meant to be in real estate, and that's totally fine. But for you who are committed to it and you're determined to make shit happen, this is a much better time to make that shit happen now than it was 8 months ago. But you have to decide for yourself that that's true and then do the shit that's required. Hope you have a great weekend. Please share this episode with any agent you feel would get value from it. If you found this valuable, please share it with your broker, share it with your team, share it with some friends of yours. Help us to grow the show. We'll keep coming back with new episodes every single week for free. And all we ask is that you help us to reach new people and make an impact on more agents because they need it right now more than ever, because headlines can be scary. Headlines can freak you out. But I'm telling you, it's everything that's happening is happening for you as long as you decide that that's the case. Have a great weekend. Take care.